Our second reading this morning takes us on the stormy sea. Where the disciples are afraid, Peter falters, and Jesus speaks words of courage and peace. Listen for the presence of Christ in the storm and the call to trust. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. Listen for God's word to you. Immediately, he made the disciples get into a boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Storms. Some come with clouds and lightning, strong winds and claps of thunder. Some we can see moving in on the weather radar. Some storms seem to stir up out of nowhere. And then other storms arrive with a phone call, a diagnosis, the loss of a loved one, trouble at school, or a change we didn't expect. Some storms are personal, some are shared by a community. Our scripture lessons this morning remind us that God has always met God's people in the middle of these moments. Times when we have struggled with the chaos around us or unforeseen circumstances, times when it's been hard to trust God's plan for us or feel God's presence in the midst of the heartache and uncertainty. God shows up in the storm. In our Old Testament lesson, Elijah has had enough. After standing courageously for God, he is exhausted, he's discouraged, and convinced he is all alone. He retreats to a cave on a mountain, the same mountain where generations before Moses encountered God. Then the wind comes, the earthquake, the fire roars. Each one is dramatic. Each one seems like the kind of place we would expect for God to show up. Each seems like that burning bush moment. But God is not in any of them. Instead, God comes in the sound of sheer silence. The God of Israel, the God of covenant and promise, meets Elijah not through spectacle or extravagance, but through presence. A reminder that God does not need dramatic displays to reveal who he is. God's presence itself is enough. In the silence, God reminds Elijah that God's faithfulness does not depend on what Elijah can see or understand in the moment. Even when there is no spectacle, no obvious miracle, no immediate answer, God is present. Then, in our gospel lesson, we are told the familiar story of Jesus walking on water. After a long day of speaking to crowds and the miracle of feeding thousands, Jesus sends the disciples ahead of him in a boat while he goes up the mountain to pray. During the night, the disciples find themselves in the middle of a storm at sea. The disciples are tossed by waves, the wind is against them, they are straining just to stay afloat. And then Jesus comes. Not after the storm ends, not after the winds have died down, not after the clouds have parted, but right in the middle of the storm. Right in the middle of the storm, Jesus strides over the waves and speaks the voice of the God of the Old Testament. Take heart, it is I, don't be afraid. It is I, literally, I am. The echo of the words spoken to Moses by God out of the burning bush. The disciples at first fearfully mistake Jesus for a ghost. They soon discover that they are not at the mercy of an angry sea, but that they are at the mercy of their compassionate Savior. Jesus doesn't show up to calm the storm, but to assure the disciples of his presence. Take heart, it is I, don't be afraid. Then Peter asks to come to him, and Jesus says, come. Without hesitation, Peter steps out of the boat into the stormy water. I can't help but wonder what Peter was thinking in that moment. The storm is swirling around him, the water crashing against the boat. The rest of the disciples, I imagine, are huddled in fear. And Peter steps out of the boat because Jesus says, come. And for a moment, with his sight fixed on Jesus, Peter walks on the water. But when he notices the strength of the wind around him and the storm, he begins to sink. I've always appreciated Peter. He's impulsive. He's imperfect. He's courageous enough to step out of the boat onto the sea in the middle of a storm, and yet human enough to become afraid. That sounds a lot like discipleship to me. Faith is not the absence of fear. Faith is trusting Christ enough to take the next step, even while the storm continues to blow around us. And so Peter steps out in faith, but then he falters, crying out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus grabs his hand to save him. They both enter the boat, the storm subsides, and the disciples rejoice. For Jesus truly is the ever-present Son of God. Storms. Some come with clouds and lightning, others with a phone call or an unexpected change. For me, the storm came earlier this summer when suddenly the direction my family was heading took a steep turn. And all of a sudden, there was uncertainty of not knowing what was next, wondering where God was leading, and trying to make faithful decisions for our family. For me, the storm came with the stark reality of having to say goodbye to a congregation that, if I'm honest, I wasn't ready to say goodbye to. There have been days when the waves felt high, when the future seems uncertain, and when I found myself praying Peter's simple prayer, "Lord, save me." But as I look back over these last several weeks, I can't help but see all the ways Christ's presence has been made known. All the ways Jesus has walked toward me in the storm, all the ways I heard God's still, small voice. While we were on our annual vacation up north and trying to figure out our new direction, regroup, make hard decisions, I received photos from the final Sunday of our all-ages Sunday school. Generations gathered together in the gym, learning from one another and trying new things together. Photos of God's people gathered together, not because a staff person was there to lead it, but because a community of faith chose to show up for one another. A reminder that seeds that have been planted over these years together will continue to grow because God is faithful and present. I heard the voice of Jesus calling out to me, "Come." On my first Sunday back in town, we sang the hymn, "Come to Me, O Weary Traveler." I was physically tired from driving across country and emotionally exhausted as I prepared to share with all of you the news that I would be leaving. I was anxious about all the changes ahead. And God spoke to me in the words of that hymn. "Come to me, O weary traveler. Come to me with your distress. Come to me and you'll find rest. Do not fear the path before you. Do not run from me in fright." God's presence was made known in the busy week of Vacation Bible School. In between the chaos of early mornings and late nights of packing, I had the chance to spend a final week with the children of this church, singing, dancing, laughing, praying. A strong reminder of the joy of children's ministry and what I love to do. And in the midst of this summer storm, Jesus has shown up in all of you. At a time when you could have easily said, "Why now? How can you be leaving us during this transition? I don't know if you've noticed, we're a little short on staff." Instead, what I heard were words of gratitude, encouragement, and blessing. "You've thanked me, you've prayed for us, and you've offered your excitement for me for what lies ahead." In those conversations, I have experienced the grace of Christ through each of you. That is what the church looks like. The church is a community that bears one another's burdens and celebrates one another's joys. It is a people who bless one another, even when saying goodbye is hard. It is a congregation that trusts God's future enough to release one another into new callings with love rather than fear. That is the church I have known here, and that is the church you continue to be. So as we each step into this next chapter, I pray we will remember what Peter discovered on the water and what Elijah learned in the silence. Christ is already there and present. The one who called us has not abandoned us. The one who has carried us through every storm will carry us still. Storms are real, my friends. But so is the presence of Jesus Christ. He has carried us through the past, sustains us in the present, and will remain with us in all that lies ahead. Thanks be to God. Amen.